And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup. We are talking Cedros with Cedros Sport Fishing, having all kinds of fun today. Local fishing, offshore fishing, everything is happening right now, and we are having a great show and a great time doing it. And, man, so much fun talking about such a great island in Cedros and having Rosie on the show this morning. If you want to get through, it has been an extremely busy morning, both phone numbers are jam-packed right now, but as soon as somebody drops off, we would love to hear from you. If you want to get through the two lines, our local number, that's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, local 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free number 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And as if you didn't hear the great, exciting, amazing prize we're giving away at the end of the show today, in just 1 hour's time, somebody's going to get to go fishing on a 5 or 6 day trip out of Cedros Sport Fishing. What an awesome prize. And Rosie, Adrian, Al, Pat, we just want to thank everybody so much for such a generous opportunity for one of our lucky callers to get to go on such an amazing trip. That is so cool.
Absolutely. You know, it's like we figure we need to get people down there, and this is a great way to get them on down there. So we'll do that giveaway, and like we said, we also have the new partnership promotion that for the same 3 weeks, you're going to get hundreds of dollars off on those trips. So, give us a call. Give us a call and get on the website, yeah, and let's get you booked.
Again, if somebody wanted to take advantage of those trips with the mega discounts, what's the number they call? What's the website that we follow?
So it's 619-772-7570, and that will be me picking up the phone. And get on our website at cedrosportfishing.com. And, you know, check out the website, look through the pictures. It'll definitely get you excited and make you want to get on down there and fish.
Yeah, and great times, too. I mean, we got one early September, one later September, one mid-October. I mean, fantastic times to be fishing in Baja.
Absolutely.
Very comfortable weather, very, very good traditional time of year for yellowtail fishing. And I remember those trips last year, some of those September trips, we had all that exotic. I remember there was wahoo that were around, and there was yellowfin tuna and dorado that were even around.
Yep, that's
so
right.
In addition to the fantastic yellowtail and calico bass fishing, so some pretty prime time trips. I was really surprised when you said that those were the new partnership promotion trips, because they're really good times to be at the island.
Well, you know, our partners do everything first class. They want to get you down there in the prime time, and that's the time to go. And
that's exciting. Well, again, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Rosie, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's go to the Daily Double, talk to Fred Huber from Point Loma Sport Fishing, and find out what's going on in the local scene. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
How are you doing?
Rosie.
Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I'm good. Just figured I'd check in. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
We had kind of a fun week of fishing. The water on the beach kind of rolled over and got real cold, so we have not been fishing Imperial Beach that much, but it's loaded with anchovies, so the good and the bad of that story is the anchovies have been real steady in the bait. We've had some good calico bass fishing this week. You know, not phenomenal, but, you know, the shallow water rockfish mixed in, the kelp rockfish and the gophers and all that. And we've caught some calicos on the bottom and surface as well. Best fish this week was a 6-pound calico bass.
Ooh, nice.
And then the yellowtail shot through this week. We looked at yellowtail 3 days this week. We definitely had some opportunities. We put a couple of good fish on the boat, a couple of, you know, mid-teens, 14 to 16-pound fish. And that was pretty exciting. So it's been a nice week of local fishing.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. And how is the new run that you guys have kind of developed with the Daily Double working out? I know I was at the shop and saw a group of guys going out on the later time, and I sure think that's a perfectly designed run to take advantage of the summertime fishing we have coming.
You know, I'm starting to get a little feel for it. I'm liking it. It turns into kind of a late night from what I'm used to. You know, I'm pretty much a morning guy, but you know, it's a cup of coffee about 5 o'clock in the evening, and then we get to watch the sun go down when we're not in all this June gloom. But I'm liking it because it's like everybody else goes home and I get to keep fishing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the other two, three boats have left the grounds, and I kind of cut it all to myself. And you know, that happens midday too. I get a chance to fish the area by myself. Although that's starting to change. We've got the Point Loma online, for local 3/4 day, trips. So we've added that to our schedule as well.
Excellent.
Yeah. So if I could, you know, one thing I forgot to mention, Steve was on the Mission Bell yesterday. They had 12 bluefin tuna for 16 people.
Oh, that's a great score.
Yeah, Steve was really amped last night when I talked to him. He said he himself hooked like 5 fish that got handed off, and I don't know if they all got landed or not, but he said it was pretty darn easy.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome news. Well, certainly some good fishing going on, Fred, and lots of great stuff between the Point Loma and the Double and the Bell. If somebody wants to take advantage of offshore fishing for bluefin, local half day, local 3/4, what's our best opportunity to come ride and go fishing with you and Steve and all your great crew?
So let me give you our schedules real quick. Point Loma's online 6:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. That's a local 3/4 day run. The Double's doing 2 trips, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Then we leave again at 3 p.m. and get back at 8:30 in the evening.
I love it.
And the Mission Bells, you know, always on the same run, 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. And if you want to get on with us, Point Loma Sport Fishing, call them at 619-223-1627.
Awesome. Absolutely take full advantage of every fishable hour out there with all your boats. Great job, Fred. Appreciate you keeping us up to date on the local scene, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Fred, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into these jam-packed phones. Everybody's excited to talk to Rosie, and why don't we talk to Robin Conister Ventura this morning. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, Rick, Rosie, Jeff, and my friend Adam. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear Rosie's with a new outfit. I was thinking we were going to miss her when she left the other place, but I'm glad to hear you on the radio again, Rosie.
Well, thanks so much, Robin. I appreciate
that. Okay, I have 3 quick questions. The first 2 is going to be simple for Rosie to answer. The third one, maybe not so much. Okay, I live in Ventura, so if I go down to San Diego and get in the van with the group in Ramon, how long from San Diego till I get to the island?
Okay, so you'll leave San Diego, and like I said, you're going to take the really scenic road down to Ensenada. It's absolutely beautiful.
Right.
We'll get you, breakfast down there, get you exchange for pesos, and then get you on down to the airport. We do our best to book the first flight for you guys. So from maybe the time you leave San Diego to the time you get down to the island, I would say maybe 4 hours. Five hours.
I'd say you're probably on the island. Just call it early afternoon.
Yeah, early afternoon. Yeah.
Late
awesome.
Lunch. Late lunchtime, early afternoon. Somewhere
exactly.
That area.
Good. My second question is, do you guys shut down ever? Because Rancho Leonero closes 3 months a year. Do you guys shut the island down for, like, a break, or you close ever? Or?
Yeah, absolutely we do. Our season is from June to the beginning of November.
Okay.
And then
pretty
down on the island, it starts getting a little bit windy through the winter season. There would be a great time for the windsurfers to head on down.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cool.
And,
now, my last question is going to be a little more complicated, because Rosie's probably going to pull her hair out. Okay, I don't fish a lot, but my guy does. So if I want to come down for 4 days, is there going to be anything for me to do there, except maybe I'll go out on the boat a couple of days? Is there a spa? Is there anything for us girls to do? I can meet maybe Rosie at the bar for a drink or something.
You can definitely meet me at the bar for a drink. We know right where to go there. And there's a couple great little eateries right down there along the beach that are good. And there are a couple of places, to get your nails done and that type of thing.
A spa, like, or pedicure or something.
Yeah. And there's also on our upper deck is just absolutely beautiful place to sit back on one of the lounge chairs, read a book or a magazine, and just enjoy the quiet.
Exactly.
You hear the, you know, the waves lapping up against the beach. It's absolutely
awesome.
Beautiful and relaxing.
And we do have internet service, so if I do want to get on that horrible Facebook page while I'm there, I can do that, correct?
Yes, yes, you can.
Awesome.
Robin,
thank you, guys. It's nice hearing you again, Rosie. Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate the phone call very much, and thank you. Some great questions. We appreciate it very much. And, you know, Robin brings up a good point, you know, on going down on those trips. When it comes down, you know, you have to take care of booking the flights.
Absolutely.
And so that is one thing that Jeff had brought up, is that, you know, it is more important than normal to get reservations in early if you want to go down to Cedros. Because the flights obviously need to be booked, and it is an open flight, so, you know, you need to have ample time to get all the accommodations and things made.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys, seriously, make your reservations sooner than later. You know, okay, yeah, I've been blessed a couple of times where someone wanted to hop on a trip, but I got to call the airlines to see if there's a space for you on that airplane.
Right.
So the sooner you make the reservation, the better, because I can make reservations 4 or 5 months out, but I just have to know, you know, who's all going.
There's
so.
A limited number of seats that get from
That's
the
right.
from the peninsula to the island, and once those are gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
So
exactly.
it fills fast. I mean, this is a very popular spot for a reason. So if you're thinking you want to go, call Rosie. That's the biggest thing I can say is, you know, Rosie is very good at making things happen, but you need time to get that done. So
absolutely.
Yeah, very
absolutely.
Cool. Well, hey, again, Robin, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, with that, we're going to talk to a good buddy. Mike Lum is on the line, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Rosie, so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks, Mike. How are you?
Everything's great. Everything's great. We're real busy right now trying to get things ready for the upcoming captain's reception leading into Tuna Wars. That comes up on Tuesday, June the 20th. And as Rosie knows, she was there last year. That's really a very, very fun event. It's held over at the Bally High. And it's a Tuesday evening, runs from like 5 to 8. And everyone's welcome. It's a family fun event, huge raffle. Lots of great food, but the fun part is the Wicked Tuna captains come out and they spend time signing autographs, taking pictures, telling funny stories, kind of behind-the-scenes stuff of the TV show. And then the next evening, we leave on a two-day fishing trip for Tuna Wars, which is three boats filled with people who want to raise money to help the kids get out on the water and have some fun spending time with the Wicked Tuna captains, which not everybody ever gets a chance to do that. So I just wanted to remind everybody, if you wanted to get tickets to the captain's reception, you can do that at the Rollo website, which is CaptainRollos.org. And tickets are only $25. And it's 3 or 4 hours worth of fun and at a beautiful venue there at the Bally High.
Such a fun night. Really, really cool. Get to hang out with a bunch of people talking about fishing. Talk to all the Wicked Tuna guys. It's just a really, really great spot, and I love it, and it's a real and very affordable too. Very fun.
It is affordable.
To get to just spend a few bucks to get to go kind of rub shoulders with all the guys and have a great time. It's a really fun event.
Jeff and I are going again this year, so I'll make sure we see you there. And I mean, last year we bid on a gorgeous set of knives, which we ended up getting. It was awesome, and you know, it's always nice talking to the captains down there. Actually, Dave Marciano is down at the island right now fishing. And
yes, I knew that.
So,
I knew
yeah.
that he was down there. He's been down there a couple times, as I have, and it's an experience that everybody that loves to ocean fish needs to try. I've talked to a lot of people over the years that say, "Oh, I fished Cedros before," but they've only fished it from a long range boat.
Range boat, right.
And it's a completely different place. If
it
they
is.
Blindfolded you and didn't tell you where you were, you wouldn't even realize that you're fishing the same water. So
right,
good call, Mike. Well, hey, one more time, shoot us the information if somebody wants to join you and Rosie and all the great fun at the captain's meeting at the Bally High. How do we do it?
Well, the easiest way to do it is just go to the website, which is CaptainRollos.org, and click on the banner that talks about the captain's reception, and you can buy your tickets online right there and reserve your tickets. And definitely do that because it will sell out, and we're, you know, we still have some seats available, of course, now. But don't wait too long to do it. Also, if you want a last-minute chance to get involved with the Reel of Week drawings, those are going to start up on this coming Tuesday, June the 6th. And we still have some tickets available there. You can get the information on the same website, CaptainRollos.org.
Awesome. Great job, Mike. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you at the captain's meeting.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. With that, it's time to find out what's going on the water right now. It's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, Rick, it's incredible what's happening right outside of Dana Point and just below Catalina on out to Clemente. All those monster bluefin have made it up here into our waters. We had a phenomenal show yesterday just inside of Clemente, about 8 miles from White Rock. We had that giant bluefin blowing up all around the boat. We couldn't get it to eat anything. We just weren't Johnny on the spot, but we looked at a phenomenal amount of fish. Jimmy Decker looked at a phenomenal amount of fish just below the 277 yesterday. There was another big spot of fish just outside the 209 yesterday.
Wow.
And it's all that monster stuff. You know, we talked about this for like the last 3 weeks. As soon as we got some weather, as soon as the wind stopped blowing, that stuff was going to charge up here because there's no wall stopping it this year. The water's spectacular everywhere. That fish is up here in Southern California. I know some bigger fish were caught yesterday. I see the pictures here. My buddy keeps sending them to me. I just got a couple pictures from some divers that got some fish yesterday right outside here. So there's, once again, we've been talking about this. There is absolutely no reason not to go fishing. The fish are biting at the islands. I know TJ was over there on the El Dorado yesterday at Clemente. He had 60-plus yellowtail on the front side of the island, on the calm side. There's yellows at Catalina. The coast is biting all over the place with these anchovies we have for bait. So once again, there's no reason to not go fishing, right, Rick?
Opportunity at truly a fish of a lifetime. There is so much giant fish, and there's no way to catch it other than to go out there and fish for it. And this is the time that it happens.
Exactly. And guys, this fish had a whole winter to eat, and it's gotten bigger.
They're big ones, man.
Yeah, there's going to be a 400 caught this year, you watch, but you're not going to catch it on the couch.
That's the truth. And certainly, you know, you were talking about all the zones that fish is up and biting, and that's the reason, you know, I know that you talk about all the time, we certainly say the same, that's the reason you need a subscription to fishdope.com, is there is not a better source to keep you on where that fish is biting. It's a big ocean out there, and having somebody like Danny that gets reports from guys like yourself and guys like Mark and all the guys that are out there fishing and doing it, reporting to Danny, and it just, Fish Dope really helps shrink the ocean, and it drives you to the zones where that big fish is at. It's just, you'd be crazy not to have it. And with a new subscription, you can save $20 by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, going to save you $20 on a new membership. And I know, Dave, I know you look at it all the time. I certainly do the same. There's not a better source for good fishing information than fishdope.com.
Exactly. And I know Jeff was making the report yesterday. Danny was out fishing or something. But every day we call, every day somebody's telling Danny or Jeff or Jason or Ollie, what's going on out on the water? They are on it all the time. There's no reason. I didn't see any other boats in the area we were in yesterday. It's just brand new stuff, and I posted exactly where the fish were. So there's no reason to not have a subscription to Fish Dope, because you're going to get the information right now, because a lot of us have that JOB thing, so we don't get to know exactly what's going on every day.
That's the truth. Well, great job. Couldn't appreciate the report more. And if somebody wants to go fishing in luxury or have you come fishing with them, how do we do both two things?
All right, guys. Well, we're pulling the boat out of the water tomorrow morning, and we're going to put some stabilizers on there so there's no more rocking on the wild stack. And you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, or we could simply come with you on your boat if you can't afford a nice big giant Hatteras. We'll come with you on your boat and show you exactly how it's done on your boat. So give me a call.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Great job, Dave. Great report. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Rick. Thank you. See ya.
All right, Dave. Good fishing. Again, that catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet, vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Phones are packed. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Luke, who's calling us from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Luke. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, all.
Hi, Luke.
A couple simple questions. Last time I went, I took far too much stuff. And
yes.
So on an upcoming trip, if I was to go, what's the minimum I I'm talking tackle. What's the minimum amount of tackle to take, and what could I get there to replenish things if I lose a bunch of stuff?
Great question.
Okay, so, you know, one thing about you say replenish, we do have a tackle shop on the island that is owned by Jeff Mariani from, he owns the Sadler's Tackle. And so if you do need to replenish anything, you're just going to need to let our crew know, probably Richard. Richard will, you know, give Jeff Mariani a call and get you on down to the tackle shop to replenish anything that you need.
You know, and as far as minimal amount of stuff, the problem, Luke, as you know, you've been down there, is the style of fishing can and does change, and you like to do different things. But minimum of tackle as far as terminal gear goes would be a small handful of lead heads. And one thing that you can do to increase the decrease the amount of tackle you bring is to fish heavier. You know, and Cedros has a very good opportunity calico bass fishing. It is not like, you know, fishing at home with light line. Heavy Power Pro, 65-pound Power Pro, 50-pound Power Pro, even 80-pound Power Pro to a heavy Seaguar fluorocarbon leader. You know, if you're fishing a piece of 60-pound, it really decreases the number of lead heads that you'll go through on a trip. So a small pack of lead heads ranging from 1 ounce up to 2 ounces, a weed-guarded style lead head like a Warbait, again, will just keep you out of kelp more often. So, you know, a small pack of lead heads, maybe two to four of each of those sizes, you know, so a little small Plano box, you can do that. The number of tails is just completely up to you. You can bring, you know, a Plano 3600 full of swim baits, and if there's good calico bass fishing, you're probably going to go through all of them, but those are great problems to have. A little bit of surface iron, a little bit of a Rapala for trolling, some Sabiki rigs, and two or three sizes of hooks from 3.0s up to, say, 7.0s, and you'd be good to go. You could definitely make all of the tackle happen with a small backpack. I'm not going to lie to you. I bring a whole lot more than that because, you know, we're tackle junkies, and that's what we like to do. But you could definitely do a trip to Cedros on just the backpack. And I know, Rosie, you guys have made it even easier to travel down there because if a guy either doesn't have a full complement of gear or just doesn't feel like the hassle of bringing it, you guys have high-end tackle that somebody could use while they're down there now. And that's something new.
It is something new, and we've been very blessed. Dave over at Okuma has set us up with rental gear.
Okay.
And, you know, your first time down there, if you need rental gear, it is at no charge to you. We want you to check it all out. So, yeah, Dave from Okuma set us up with the Komodo 350 bait cast reel, also the 450 bait cast reel, a Metalloid 2-speed, and some 8-foot and 7-foot rods, some inshore and offshore ones. So we have that available to you.
Something you could fish a plastic on your Komodo. You can fish a small surface iron on your larger Komodo, and then you know, maybe use your Metalloid as your slow troll reel.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Exactly. So.
Hey, that answers it. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Luke, appreciate it very much. And the one thing I'll add to the fishing swim baits is I would say there's three sizes and style of swim bait that I tend to bring down with me. A traditional 5-inch paddle tail MC swim bait, a larger 7 to 9-inch paddle tail swim bait, and then an 8-inch weedless bait. And, you know, I mean, you could certainly bring the whole kitchen sink, but if you brought a small handful of each of those size, you'd be covered on anything from, you know, vertical letting a jig fall, you know, down a kelp line, to a larger swim bait paddle tail net 7-inch for trying to catch a larger fish, and then with that good kelp forest up at the north end fishing the weedless bait. If you had a little handful of those three and the appropriate lead heads and hooks for them, you'd be in good shape.
Perfect. Thank you.
Luke, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet.
from a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
All right, it's time for the San Diego International Boat Show. Over 200 boats with everything from entry-level cruisers all the way up to 80-foot super yachts, sport fishers, personal boats. It's going to be a great boat show with expanded dock space to accommodate more vendors, making 2017 show the biggest they've ever had. They got free demos, free paddle boards, tiki bars, all kinds of great information, all kinds of great fun, live music and entertainment. They're going to have seminars, and you're going to find a wide range of new products and services that make operating your boat more enjoyable. June 15th through the 18th at Spanish Landing Park, right across from the San Diego International Airport. Thursday and Friday from noon to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 6 p.m. Admission is just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and there's always going to be active U.S. military personnel discounts. Do something fun for Dad on Father's Day, June 18th. Take him to the boat show. For more information and to purchase tickets, go online to SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's so excited to talk to Rosie. So we're going to jump right back in to your jam-packed phone calls and talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, and I'm happy to hang in there for you guys. When Rosie's on the phone and Jeff's hanging out, you bet.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dave.
So listen, Rosie, you this season at Fisherman's Processing. You're still there, right?
No, I am no longer at Fisherman's Processing. And, you know, Alan Patrick kind of got me down there with Cedros. And so we are full bore into Cedros Sport Fishing.
100% Cedros Sport Fishing. But she couldn't stay away from fish processing too much because you guys basically rebuilt your own killer fish processing facility on the island at Cedros.
Absolutely, we did. I wanted to keep doing what I was doing as far as fish processing, providing really awesome fillets for you guys. And so we revamped some, you know, the building down there at Cedros, and brought in a vacuum pack machine and some real nice heavy-duty vacuum pack bags to get everyone home with their catch.
Awesome. Great job. Hey, Dave, appreciate the phone call very much. You brought up a cool point during the break that spearfishing is something that is becoming very popular. We have a lot of spear fishermen that listen to Let's Talk Hook'em and enjoy the show, and that's something that had been changed around, and there's been some new developments that are pro-sportfish spear fishermen. Could you touch on that for us a little
bit? Yeah, absolutely. You know, for a few years, the island was closed to spear fishing, and, you know, it recently opened back up. Now, it opened back up to sport spear fishing, not commercial spear fishing. So we are real blessed that Jill Reif from Reif and Damien from James and Joseph put together just an epic charter that will be going down here in the next few weeks to kick off our new spearfishing ventures down there. So we're real excited. They're going to take a lot of pictures. They're going to have cameramen in the water. And we got some world-class spearfishers that are very excited about being able to go down to Cedros and spearfish now.
Now, let me ask you this. If you had a group of three guys, which is what it takes to fill a ponga, could you do spearfishing on just about any trip down there, or do you are you really better off being on a quote-unquote spearfishing charter?
Actually, we have a group in September where there are two spearfishers going and six anglers going.
Okay.
So, obviously, the spearfishers will be on their own ponga, and you know,
that's perfect. So
yeah,
so you could go on a trip that is mostly conventional guys, but you and two of your buddies are really into wanting to try and shoot a sea bass or a yellowtail, or maybe you do a combo trip, whatever.
Exactly.
All the opportunities are there.
Exactly. You
that's
got
cool.
it.
And the trip with Reif and James Joseph, is there still spots on that one, or is that one full?
That one is full.
Okay, got
that
it.
One is full. But I have a feeling that Jill and Damien are going to be doing this yearly, so we'll pick a week, and make sure you get into our website, cedrosportfishing.com, and you will be able to see which charters will be the spearfishing charters.
Now, what about those partnership promotion trips, the ones in September and October? If, again, same deal, if a guy was into spearfishing, he could jump on and do those?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
You bet. We aim to please.
And you could go to James Joseph. They'll be able to dial you in on everything that was successful for them at the island, shooting sea bass and yellows. And
exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right. Well, cool. Well, let's jump back into the phones because everybody wants to talk to Rosie. How about we talk next to Doug? He's calling us from Irvine. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
I was curious about coolers. When you process the fish and everything like that, do we bring down our own coolers?
Very good question.
And I have another question for Rick. Last week, the grunion ran, and they finally came in, and I got a couple and put them on hooks and cast out there. But I wanted to know also, is there some lures or something I could use that I could put out there to maybe catch some of the fish that are chasing the grunion?
Roger that. Rosie, what about a cooler scenario when Doug comes down to go fishing at Cedars with you? How does he get his fish back to his house?
All right, so basically down at the lodge, everything will be, like I said, filleted, vacuum pack, and frozen. The crew will get the fish down to the airplane and then flies it on back to Ensenada. Ramon has coolers on his van for the fish to go into. What we ask of you is to bring your coolers, you know, keep them in your vehicles. You know, whether there be a pickup point wherever you are being picked up from, you know, keep your cooler in your car so that the fish can be transferred to your cooler when you get back to the States.
Perfect. So you're basically covering all of the coolers on the island, in the transport, everything. We just need to show up, keep our coolers with a padlock in the back of our truck, and then when the van shows back up, you'll have the fish, throw it in there, throw some ice on top of it, and away we go.
Exactly.
Perfect. And as far as grunion colors, Doug, hard jerkbaits, hard suspending jerkbaits, I really like that Rapala X-Wrap. Now, not the X-Wrap Magnum that you're used to trolling for yellowtail, but just the standard X-Wrap without the real large bill I really like. Spotted Minnow is a good color. And then also, as you heard Gundy's report, the Lucky Craft Flash Minnows and Lucky Craft Pointers. Any of that suspending hard jerkbait in, you know, the 3.5 to 5, 6-inch size would probably be ideal when there's a grunion. But anyways, Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Next up, let's talk to Sam calling from Irvine. What's up, Sam? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rosie. Great show. I had a question. A lot of them have been answered, but on your terminal tackle, would it be good to bring like a 6X and that type of thing and wax wings and also, is there for the ladies? Is there like a surf fishing beach or a beach where they can sun or whatever as well, or is it just mostly kind of rough coastal?
Well, for the ladies, you can go down to the beach. There's, we have steps that literally walk down to the beach from our lodge, and I would say, right in front of the lodge, it's a little bit the smaller rocks. And, you can definitely fish from there. If you walk down to, like, in front of, closer down to the harbor, there is a little more of a sandier beach. But I'll tell you, quite honestly, our upper deck is absolutely amazing. I mean, there was an afternoon that I sat up on that upper deck, and it's like, quite honestly, I fell asleep. It was so relaxing. It was wonderful.
Sam, if your gal likes to hang out in a beautiful atmosphere and read a book and just mellow and listen to some tunes and eat some great ceviche at the lodge, it's perfect. If they're looking for resorts and spas and all that, it's not that. It's more of the, you need to enjoy the tranquil, relax, go for a little walk in town, go for a little walk on the beach. There's definitely things like that to do for sure. But if they're happy, relaxing in beautiful sun and warm and reading a book overlooking the Pacific, it's the most ideal spot for it. But
absolutely,
they definitely, need to be prepared for relaxation, and doing nothing needs to be number one on the priority list. And if so, it's the
perfect
spot for it. Again, Sam, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rosie and Ricky. How you guys doing today?
What's up, Cliff?
Good.
I got a question. Do you use the 5-mil bags or the 3-mil bags? And then my second question, if we wanted to take home some collars or bellies of yellows, can we do that too?
Well, you put a big smile on Rosie's face when that question came up.
Yeah, you say collars and bellies. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so funny. I just purchased 5-mil bags to make sure that those collars make it back safely. And Richard is the one that will be taking all of our orders for your fish processing needs. You just need to make sure that you tell them that you do want the collars. You know, some guys don't want them. Some guys do. So we will definitely get the collars for you, and those will go into 5-mil bags. I did just order bags, and I have a couple different bags that are coming. Right now there are 3-mil bags down there, which are great, and they are doing a special order for me on 4-mil bags. So eventually we'll be completely changed over to all 4-mil bags and then 5-mil bags for the collars.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Cliff. You ready to head down?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I know you're no stranger to the island.
My fourth time there.
Right on.
That's awesome,
right,
Cliff. On. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about how your trip goes when you come back.
Okay, sure will.
All right, Cliff, appreciate the phone call very much. Lou in Fullerton, you're up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
You know, me and my gang, when we travel the Midriff, we try to find out what's available down there either at the campsite, at the little towns and all that. Now, going to your place on the Pacific side, is Mr. Bud and Mr. Jameson available at the lodge? Or do we have
I love it. Well, Mr. Tecate is available about a 2-minute drive away. Okay, and again, if you guys need anything, we've got, a great crew down there. Then, the truck and the van is available at a second notice. You tell them, hey, I want, some, tequila for the margaritas and limes. They will take you to that store. If you want to go get Tecate, they have Tecate regular and the Tecate light. yeah, just head on down there with the guys. They will pull right up in front of the place. They will walk in with you, make sure that you're good to go on any type of beer or alcohol that you need.
And all the meals are provided, all the waters and sodas are provided,
yes.
And then beers you just buy at the store when you get
correct.
There. And yeah. It's like, as you know, Lou, it's old Mexico style. It's
yeah.
very inexpensive to buy your beers for the trip on the island.
Right.
One more thing. You don't have it at the lodge, so we have to either go to town and buy it or bring it ourselves?
You know what? You can bring it yourselves. There's, you know, last time we went down there, you know, we brought a bottle of Crown, and then they have 7-Up at the lodge. So they got Coke at the lodge, Diet Coke at the lodge. So, you know, if you want to bring your favorite bottle, you know, you are more than welcome to do that.
And then as far as buying beers, it's very, very close, Lou.
Very close.
I mean, it's right there. And like I said, the van will either go for you and make the stop, or if you want to go check out the town and do a little cruising, you can do that too. But they make it very, very accommodating for sure. And you'll definitely have your cold cerveza at the end of the day efficient. Again, Lou, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Johnny. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Johnny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out a first-time trip out there and wondering what is the absolute best time to visit the island overall.
Oh,
fishing,
gosh, you know
weather.
What? We nailed it when we made our schedule from June to, you know, the beginning of November. So there you go. So, and it's going to be basically up to you.
Yeah.
You're going to look at your schedule and your buddy's schedule, and you're going to see what time is best, you know. July, August, September, October, you can't go wrong.
I've been in every month there other than October, and all of them have been different and all very, very good. I would say the calico bass fishing is fantastic all of the time there. I mean, it doesn't ever seem to be a time where we have not had good calico bass. I mean, like anything else, we've had the best ever in June, and then we've just had above average, which is about the slowest I could ever describe calico bass fishing there, was above average. And same thing with yellowtail. We've had it great in every month, and we've had it, you know, just okay in every month. So I don't think that there's the season that the lodge operates would be the quote-unquote prime time, and I don't know that you could pick a month within that time that's better than another. Would you say that's fair to say?
I totally fair to say. Yeah. I mean, and that's why the schedule is what it is.
Yeah, very, very, you know, temperate weather kind of in the earlier and later times, and maybe even more ideal fishing in the hotter air temperature times. So, you know, who's to say which is the better of the two? But, man, I think I've been in just about every month that the place is open, and all of them have been really, really good.
Exactly.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping to hear, but wanted to try to narrow it down.
Trust me, Johnny, if I were thinking about booking a trip right now, it would be really hard not to take advantage of that
promotion.
The new promotion. Because September and October are very, very comfortable weather times a year, and that's really good yellowtail time as well. And like we said, you also would have the opportunity at catching some of the cool bonus fish, Dorado and potentially
exactly.
Elephant tuna, things like that. So that would be a really hard one to not do, because it's a really good time of year, and you're going to save, you know, several hundred dollars over a traditional ticket price.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Johnny, appreciate the phone call.
Thanks,
again.
John.
Rosie, if somebody did, again, want to take advantage of those trips, they just contact you directly to say, hey, I heard them talking about the new partnership promotion trips. There's a couple of spots on each of those, and you'll direct them to those. Or if there's a spot here or there on one of the trips outside those dates, you can set them up with those, too.
Absolutely. Again, just give me a call. My phone number, direct line to me, is 619-772-7570, and my email is rosie@sadrosportfishing.com.
All right, great call. Again, appreciate it. Let's next up talk to Rich calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rich.
I've never fished on a ponga before, and I have no idea what it's like, what a ponga actually looks like inside. Does it Are there considerations for the type of tackle and rods and reels you would bring that would be different from being on a party boat? And if you're sitting down, are there cushions or backrests and things like that? Maybe you can kind of run it through what it's like spending a day on a ponga.
Great question.
You know, we just went down the last weekend, and our super pongas are around 27 feet in length. They are all flat bottom, so they're very easy to walk around. There's a front little area in the bow where you can sit, but I have to say, you know, in the stern there, those nice little cushions as you're moving around are really great. And we have this, like, I guess, milk crates with rocket launchers in there. And everyone, if there's three guys on the Ponga, can bring three or four rods and reels, because that's really all you need. And with a smaller tackle box or duffel bag or backpack, you know, all the tackle fits just fine on there. There are fish finders on the Pongas. There's live bait wells on the Pongas. And they're pretty well set up, and they're easy to move around.
Coolers for your beer and water, sodas.
And I would say
lunch. And your lunch is in there, too.
If you've never fished it before, it's just an open center console style of boat. Usually a raised platform in the bow to make it real easy for casting if you're doing calico bass or yellowtail. Or if you're a guy like Jeff that wants to cast a fly rod, there's a big open bow area where you can do that. The stern is probably the most stable part. I know Dad always prefers to fish out of the back of the boat when I go down with my dad because it's more stable and bigger cushions in the seat. But it's for three people and a captain on a 27-foot boat, you've got nothing but room most of the
day.
Exactly,
yep.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just a skiff then, isn't it?
Yeah, they're great boats. You'll really enjoy it.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. That sounds great. There's the whole scenario down there just seems like a scene out of a fantasy movie from
Absolutely.
Fantasy Island.
There you go.
Rich, you're going to dig it, man. It's a really cool spot. Appreciate the phone call very much. We'll see you down at the island. Next up, why don't we jump back into him and talk to Norman, calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you. I'm interested in fly fishing down there, and are the bass, as you know, flies, when you fish with flies, they don't go down very far, maybe 9-10 feet at the most. Are the bass accessible at that depth, and how about other species?
I'll jump in here. So I'm a new fly fisherman, and it was an exciting opportunity for me to take my fly rod down there. I was using an 8-weight with sinking line, and using a fly that mimicked a Christmas tree color swim bait, and allowing it to get down. Give it, depending on your sink rate on your line, you can be fishing easily in 15 to 20 feet of water, and it worked out great. Best time I've ever had fishing bass.
I can close my eyes and visualize, Norman, some of the best spots of boiling calico bass I've seen at that place in a long, long time. So, as you know, it's fishing all depths or possibilities, but I would say more common to see that fish in the top, one-third of the water column than in the bottom. Like anything else with lesser current or lesser tides, there's times when that fish will get deeper in the water column, but I would say it's more common to see that fish either on the surface or up in that higher percentage of the water column than not. Very accessible by flies. And I mean, I know, Jeff, you went down there, had easy fly access for the calico bass, and if a guy really wanted to, I'm sure that opportunity's there for yellows on the fly as well.
Oh, absolutely. We were, I was waiting for the yellows to show up. We didn't get an opportunity the first day we were there to see any, but I'm going back again in about 3 weeks, and I'm going to hopefully be able to get another shot at a yellow.
Knock that fish off your fly list.
Oh, boy.
<That's>
oh,
cool.
Boy.
Norman, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Mike, calling us from San Carlos. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
I'm calling for Rosie. It's Mike, the Filipino food guy.
Oh, hey, Mike Fox. How are you?
Hey, very good. So my question is the documentation as far as fishing license and passports and that kind of stuff.
Great question.
Like if you go short, like I know you offer like the 3-day trips, but if you go longer, like six, what are you supposed to bring?
Okay, so as far as your documents go, you have to have a passport book, passport card. And as far as the rest of the documents, well, you know what? I take care of that for you.
Huh.
So, you will need, visa and Mexican fishing license, and that is in our all-inclusive package for you. So we take care of all of that, and you just need basically to have your passport.
Passport.
So driver's license, bring those too, and you're good to go. It's that easy.
Show up with an appetite and,
yeah,
and be ready to pull on a bunch of fish.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right. Sounds good, Mike.
Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. It's time. Who's going fishing to Cedros Island, giving away a 5-day trip valued at over $2,000 to one lucky caller at the end of the show. You stay tuned. We're giving away that trip right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 10th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano Power Pro and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 10th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase and win great stuff in a huge raffle. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin, Saturday, June 10th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, I know a lot of very patient people are probably standing next to their phone. Rosie, one more time, let us know quickly what somebody is about to win right here on Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, you guys, you got a trip worth over $2,000, okay? This is a great trip. It's either September 6th through the 13th, September 25th through 29th, October 16th through 20th, and like Rick said, those are prime time to go, okay? So prime time to go there. Also, if you don't win the trip today, you know, our new partnership promotion, hundreds of dollars off on those same weeks that you guys can go out.
All right, and the big winner of every person that called today is...
Okay, we're going to have Dallas pick. So Dallas has got the little handful there, and it is...
Luke from Laguna Niguel. Luke, congratulations. You are going on a five-day trip to Cedro Sport Fishing. Congratulations. And Rosie, if somebody wants to go take advantage of those trips you just listed or any of the great trips throughout the year, how do we join you at Cedro Sport Fishing?
All right, give me a call, guys. Phone number again is 619-772-7570. If you didn't write that down real quick, you can go to our website, which is cedrosportfishing.com. And don't forget, we also have a Facebook page and Instagram, Cedro Sport Fishing.
Rosie, great job. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to joining you down there for our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Going to be a great time. And we appreciate you listening today. Great show on Let's Talk Hookup. Join us next weekend. Another couple of great shows. Saturday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. And Sunday, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Warsport Fishing. Going to be a couple of great shows. Appreciate all the great presentation. And we look forward to having another show next weekend. Stay tuned now for CS Keys with more on the Mighty 1090.